This audio file is a transcription of the CMI document. Since the document was written to be a printed document, there may be some elements that do not translate clearly. Accordingly, do not rely on this audio file, but use the printed CMI as the authoritative document. This is the consumer medicine information for Ligactyl. Active ingredient, chlorpromazine hydrochloride. This leaflet provides important information about using Ligactyl. You should also speak to your doctor or pharmacist if you would like further information, or if you have any concerns or questions about using Ligactyl. Where to find information in this leaflet? Why am I using Ligactyl? Ligactyl contains the active ingredient chlorpromazine hydrochloride, one of a group of medicines called phenothiazines. Ligactyl is used to treat several conditions, and may be used either for a short time or for a long time. Ligactyl is used to treat various problems such as severe depression or behavioral disturbances. Ligactyl can also be used to treat nausea, vomiting, severe pain and unstoppable hiccups. Your doctor may have prescribed Ligactyl for another reason. Ask your doctor if you have any questions about why Ligactyl has been prescribed for you. What should I know before I use Ligactyl? Warnings. Do not use Ligactyl if you have ever had an allergic reaction to Ligactyl or any of the ingredients listed at the end of the CMI. Always check the ingredients to make sure you can use this medicine. You have taken any other phenothiazine medicine before, which caused your face, lips, tongue, throat, hands, or feet to swell up, or made it hard for you to breathe. If you have had an allergic reaction to a phenothiazine before, you may be allergic to Ligactyl. If you experience an allergic reaction, seek medical help right away. You have circulatory, blood, or bone marrow problems, high blood pressure, liver problems, depression of the central nervous system and pheochromocytoma, a rare tumor of the adrenal gland which sits near the kidney. The packaging is torn, or shows signs of tampering, or if the tablet, syrup, or ampoule doesn't look quite right. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you take any medicines for any other condition. Have any other medical conditions, especially the following: asthma, chronic respiratory disorders, kidney or liver disease, heart disease, blood clots, decreased parathyroid activity, low blood calcium levels, Parkinson's disease, prostate problems, epilepsy, fits and seizures, glaucoma, high pressure in the eye, muscle weakness, myasthenia gravis, diabetes, dementia. During treatment, you may be at risk of developing certain side effects. It is important you understand these risks and how to monitor for them. See additional information under Section 6. Are there any side effects? Use in children. Do not use in children less than 1 year of age. Because of the risk of choking, the tablets should be avoided in children who have difficulty swallowing tablets. Pregnancy and breastfeeding. Use of Ligactyl is not recommended during pregnancy. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are a woman of childbearing age and not using effective contraception, or if you are pregnant or intend to become pregnant. Babies exposed to antipsychotic medicines including Ligactyl during the third trimester of pregnancy are at risk of experiencing breathing problems, difficulty in feeding, spasms, restlessness, involuntary movements and/or withdrawal symptoms following delivery. Use of Ligactyl is not recommended during breastfeeding. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist if you're breastfeeding or intend to breastfeed. Your doctor or pharmacist will discuss the possible risks and benefits of using Ligactyl during pregnancy and during breastfeeding. What if I'm taking other medicines? Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you are taking any other medicines, including any medicines, vitamins, or supplements that you buy without a prescription from your pharmacy, supermarket, or health food shop. Some medicines may interfere with Ligactyl and affect how it works. These include benztropine and levodopa, drugs used to treat Parkinson's disease. Antimicrobials are used to treat infections. Antacid, used to treat stomach upsets. Lithium, used to treat mood disorders. Barbiturates, a group of drugs used as sedatives. Tricyclic antidepressants. Benzodiazepines, a group of drugs used to treat anxiety and muscle spasms. Other antipsychotics. Medicines that are CYP1A2 inhibitors, e.g. ciprofloxacin, fluvoxamine, oral contraceptives, vemurafenib. Medicines used to treat a fast or irregular heartbeat, e.g. amiodarone, quinidine, disopyramide. medicines that can slow your heartbeat, e.g. diltiazem, verapamil, propranolol. Medicines that can reduce potassium levels in the blood, e.g. diuretics, laxatives. Other medicines that can affect your heart rate, e.g. methadone, pentamidine. Anesthetics. Opioids, a group of pain-killing drugs. Antidiabetic agents, a group of drugs used to treat diabetes. Amphetamines. Anticoagulants. Anticholinergics. Guanethidine. Clonidine. Thiazides. Diuretics, fluid tablets. MAOI, a group of drugs used to treat depression. Adrenaline. Succomatonium, atropine and organophosphorus insecticides. Anticonvulsants, a group of drugs used to treat epilepsy, e.g. phenytoin, valproic acid. Prochlorperazine, a drug used to treat nausea and vomiting. Desferrioxamine, a drug used to treat iron poisoning. Check with your doctor or pharmacist if you are not sure about what medicines, vitamins, or supplements you are taking, and if these affect Ligactyl. How do I use Ligactyl? How much to take? Follow the instructions provided and use Ligactyl until your doctor tells you to stop. Your doctor or pharmacist will tell you how many tablets or how much syrup you will need to take each day. This depends on your condition and whether or not you are taking any other medicines. Follow all directions given to you by your doctor and pharmacist carefully. If you do not understand the instructions on the pack, ask your doctor or pharmacist for help. When to take Ligactyl? Take Ligactyl at about the same time each day. Continue taking Ligactyl until your doctor or pharmacist tells you to stop. Do not stop using it unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to, even if you feel better. Taking your tablets or syrup at the same time each day will have the best effect. It will also help you remember when to take the tablets or syrup. How to take Ligactyl? Swallow the prescribed dose of Ligactyl tablets whole with a full glass of water. Do not chew the tablets. Swallow the prescribed dose of Ligactyl syrup and follow with a glass of water. Ligactyl may be given as an injection into a muscle or as a slow injection into a vein. Ligactyl injections should only be given by a doctor, nurse, or other trained person. If you forget to use Ligactyl, if you miss a dose, simply continue to take Ligactyl as advised by your doctor or pharmacist. You do not need to make up for the missed dose. Do not take a double dose to make up for the dose that you missed. This may increase the chance of you getting an unwanted side effect. If you are not sure what to do, ask your doctor or pharmacist. If you have trouble remembering to take your medicine, ask your pharmacist for some hints. If you use too much Ligactyl, if you think that you have used too much Ligactyl, you may need urgent medical attention. You should immediately phone the Poisons Information Center by calling 1-3-1-1-2-6. Or contact your doctor, or go to the emergency department at your nearest hospital. You should do this, even if there are no signs of discomfort or poisoning. You may need urgent medical attention. If you take too much Ligactyl, you may experience drowsiness, low body temperature, low blood pressure, twisting your limbs, stiffness, shaking, unusual heartbeats, muscle twitching, difficulty in swallowing and breathing, convulsions, loss of consciousness leading to coma. What should I know while using Ligactyl? Things you should do. Tell any other doctors, dentists, and pharmacists who are treating you that you are taking Ligactyl. If you plan to have surgery that needs a general anesthetic, tell your doctor or dentist that you are taking Ligactyl. If you become pregnant while taking Ligactyl, tell your doctor or pharmacist. You should avoid very cold or very hot environments. Ligactyl may make it difficult for your body to regulate its temperature. You should avoid exposure to strong sunlight while you are taking Ligactyl. Do not use a sun lamp or tanning bed or booth. Ligactyl may cause your skin to be much more sensitive to sunlight than it is normally. Exposure to sunlight may cause a skin rash, itching, redness, or severe sunburn. If your skin does appear to be burning, tell your doctor. If exposure to strong sunlight is unavoidable, suitable clothing, including a hat, should be worn. A sunscreen with a high level of protection should also be used. All mentions of suicide must be taken seriously. Tell your doctor or a mental health professional immediately if you have any suicidal thoughts or other mental or mood changes. Call your doctor straight away if you notice any worm-like movements of the tongue or other uncontrolled movements of the tongue, mouth, cheeks, or jaw which may progress to the arms and legs. These are symptoms of a condition called tardive dyskinesia, which may develop in people taking phenothiazine medicines, including Largactyl. This condition is more likely to occur during long-term treatment with Largactyl, especially in elderly women. In very rare cases, this may be permanent. However, if detected early, these symptoms are usually reversible. Things you should not do. Do not give Largactyl to anyone else, even if they have the same condition as you. Do not take Largactyl to treat any other complaints unless your doctor or pharmacist tells you to. Driving or using machines. Be careful before you drive or use any machines or tools until you know how Largactyl affects you. Largactyl may cause drowsiness, dizziness, and blurred vision in some people. Make sure you know how you react to Largactyl before you drive the car, operate machinery, or do anything else that could be dangerous if you are dizzy or lightheaded. If this occurs, do not drive. If you drink alcohol, dizziness, or lightheadedness may be worse. If Largactyl makes you feel lightheaded, dizzy, or faint, be careful when getting up from a sitting or lying position. Getting up slowly may help. Drinking alcohol. Tell your doctor if you drink alcohol. Be careful when drinking alcohol while taking Largactyl. Combining Largactyl and alcohol can make you more sleepy, dizzy, or lightheaded. Your doctor may suggest you avoid alcohol while you are being treated with Largactyl. Looking after your medicine. Follow the instructions in the carton on how to take care of your medicine properly. Store tablets below 30 degrees Celsius. Store syrup below 25 degrees Celsius. Protect from light. Store ampoules below 25 degrees Celsius. Protect from light. Store it in a cool, dry place away from moisture, heat, or sunlight. For example, do not store it in the bathroom, or near a sink, or in the car, or on windowsills. Keep it where young children cannot reach it. Getting rid of any unwanted medicine. If you no longer need to use this medicine, or it is out of date, take it to any pharmacy for safe disposal. Do not use this medicine after the expiry date. Are there any side effects? All medicines can have side effects. If you do experience any side effects, most of them are minor and temporary. However, some side effects may need medical attention. If you are over 65 years of age, you may have an increased chance of getting side effects. See the information below, and, if you need to, ask your doctor or pharmacist if you have any further questions about side effects. Less serious side effects. Less serious side effects. What to do? General. Dizziness or lightheadedness. Headache. Nausea. Dry mouth. Drowsiness or tiredness. Weight gain. Constipation. Nasal congestion. Weakness. Nervous system related. Agitation. Confusion. Skin related. Skin problems or discoloration. Eye related. Blurred vision. Genitourinary related. Difficulty in urinating. Impotence. Speak to your doctor if you have any of these less serious side effects and they worry you. Serious side effects. Serious side effects. What to do? General. Sore throat, fever, or any sign of infection. Hypersensitivity, fever, rash, facial swelling, swollen lymph nodes, which could be symptoms relating to raised levels of infection fighting cells. These could be symptoms relating to eosinophilia. Allergic reaction. Breathing difficulty, rash, itching, shortness of breath, swelling of throat, face, lips, or tongue, clammy skin, palpitations, fainting. Nervous system related. Seizures or fits. Unwanted muscle movements of the mouth, tongue, jaw, cheeks, or arms and legs. Hardness or rigidity of the muscles. High fever, muscle cramps, or stiffness. Severe headache, fast heartbeat, hallucinations, or a sweating a lot. Symptoms relating to neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Involuntary movement of tongue, face, mouth, or jaw. Symptoms relating to tardive dyskinesia. High fever, muscle cramps, or stiffness, dizziness, severe headache, fast heartbeat, confusion, agitation, hallucinations, or if you are sweating a lot, symptoms relating to neuroleptic malignant syndrome. Heart-related. Fast heartbeat. Alteration of the heart rhythm, electrical activity of the heart. Very fast, uneven, or forceful heartbeat, palpitations, weakness, fainting, symptoms relating to QT prolongation. Bleeding related. Uncontrolled bleeding or bruising more easily than usual. Liver related. Yellowing of the skin and or eyes. Jaundice and urine becomes darker in color. Blood related. bleeding and bruising, thrombosis or panic purpura. Call your doctor straight away, or go straight to the emergency department at your nearest hospital, if you notice any of these serious side effects. Tell your doctor or pharmacist if you notice anything else that may be making you feel unwell. Other side effects not listed here may occur in some people. Reporting side effects. After you have received medical advice for any side effects you experience, you can report side effects to the Therapeutic Goods Administration online at www.tga.gov.au/reporting-problems. By reporting side effects, you can help provide more information on the safety of this medicine. Always make sure you speak to your doctor or pharmacist before you decide to stop taking any of your medicines. Product details. This medicine is only available with a doctor's prescription. What Largactyl contains. Tablets. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Chlorpromazine hydrochloride 25 mg, or 100 mg, active ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Lactose monohydrate. Maize starch. Colloidal anhydrous silica. Magnesium stearate. Hypromalose. Macrogol 200. Potential allergens. Contains sugars as lactose. Syrup. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Chlorpromazine hydrochloride 25 mg per 5 ml. Active ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sucrose. Caramel. Citric acid. Polysorbate 20. Peppermint oil. Spearmint oil. Sodium citrate dihydrate. Ascorbic acid. Sodium sulfite. Sodium metabisulfite. Sodium benzoate. Fruit cup essence. Purified water. Potential allergens. Contains sugars. Contains benzoates. Contains sulfites. Contains sodium. Ampoules. Active ingredient. Main ingredient. Chlorpromazine hydrochloride 50 mg per 2 ml. Active ingredient. Other ingredients. Inactive ingredients. Sodium sulfite. Sodium metabisulfite. Sodium chloride. Sodium citrate dihydrate. Water for injections. Potential allergens. Contains sulfites. Do not take this medicine if you are allergic to any of these ingredients. What Largactyl looks like. Largactyl tablets are white film coated tablets with embossing on one side. 25 mg tablet, LG/25. 100 mg tablet, LG/100. Tablets are available in blister packs of 100. Largactyl syrup is a dark orange syrupy liquid with the odor of spearmint/peppermint, and is slightly fruity. Syrup is available in an amber glass 100 ml bottle with a childproof cap. Largactyl for injection is a clear liquid in a 2 ml glass ampoule, in a pack of 10 ampoules. Who distributes Largactyl? Clinic Pty Ltd 120, 132 Atlantic Drive, Keysborough, Victoria 3173, Australia. Free call Australia. 1-800-899-005. Largactyl is a registered trademark. Australian registration numbers. 25 mg tablet OSTAR 51618. 100 mg tablet OSTAR 51619. 25 mg per 5 ml syrup OSTAR 118128. 50 mg per 2 ml ampoule OSTAR 27511. This leaflet was prepared in October 2023.